I think it's in secondary school, because in university there's only two English related courses focusing on the language part, but they are focused more on the application or the technical application on the business industry, so I think it's not very related to the English language. But for the learning on the foundation of language, it mainly from my secondary school, because there are several parts. Some are issue basis, such as from the newspaper or the readings or poems. So I found it more interesting.
You said newspapers and poems. Mm. Which newspaper?
There are many kinds of newspaper, but also in English, or such as SCMP, or they also quote some articles from Times.
And the poems?
Poems.
Any memorable ones?
I don't really remember it, but I only remember it for using it on the exams. So not really remember the actual information.
You said for exams. Mm. Can you give me the details?
They're usually very short poems for the readings part, and some may ask you the explanation of the poems, which is focusing on testing your English skills, I think, and some are asking on your opinions from the poems.
Oh, I see. So then how about the English learning experience further back, perhaps in primary school?
In primary school, I remember in junior primary, there are some teachers, native speaker of English. So I think it's the most interesting part is to interact with them when you are very young. So sometimes when you don't really know what they are saying, but at that time you are just feeling curious. So you would answer them, but you may answer wrong. But it's also a fun experience to have such interaction.
You still remember those teachers?
No, not remember their name. And don't really remember where they're from.
Okay, just junior primary.
Yeah.
Okay, so would you like to answer the second question now?
Reading experience. To be frank, I don't really read in both Chinese and English, because I seldom have. I'm not interested in reading, just in general.
Oh, I see. Do you have a favorite book or a book that you've read long time ago that still sticks with you?
I think the most recent one should be, I think that's nonfiction.
That's okay.
It's also from economics. It can be a reference book but not textbook. That's called The Wealth of Nations. It's from Adam Smith. Mm-hmm. I read it in, I think, last year. And I think Adam Smith is quite stimulating in his own theory. So, but the book is not fiction. So I think it may not be interesting to other people. But for me, as I study economics, so I would read this reference book for my study.
So did anyone recommend that book for you, or was it a course requirement?
Not course requirement. Actually, in my previous part-time jobs, I met a teacher. He's actually my tutor in secondary school, and he knows I'm quite interested in studying economics, so that's his recommendation.
Oh, I see. So you finished the book?
Not yet. Just part of them, because as mentioned earlier, I'm not quite interested in reading. So I find it hard to sit for hours in reading that book. But sometimes if I think I have spare times, I will take it up and read some chapters maybe.
I see.